Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of nafal legina benenis, mishalemis mashenenis. If someone's animal accidentally fell from above into another person's garden and it benefited from the produce, the owner pays only for the actual benefit but not for all the damages. If the animal simply entered the garden and caused damage, the owner pays for all the damages. The machlik is regarding shidda chafasa chaverta. If the animal was shoved by another animal and fell into the gina, is this considered bo'inus or not? Rav says, benechvata. Even if the animal did not eat the actual produce, but rather the produce cushioned its fall and was thereby ruined, mishalemis mashenenis. And the reasons we do not say mavrich arib nichsi chaverehu, the balagina is not to be compensated at all, since he was obligated to save the other person's animal. Machlik is on whether the halacha of mishalemis mashenenis applies only ba'isa aruga. If the animal ate the produce from the patch that it fell into, or it applies even ma'aruga la'aruga, if the animal then walked to another patch and ate the produce there. Regarding mashalemis mashazika, the Tanakhama explains that we do not assess the damage according to the decrease in value of the actual aruga, the immediate patch that was damaged, but rather shaman beisa ba'isa sada, kama heisa yafa v'kam hei yafa. We assess the damage according to the decrease in value of an entire saw from before and after the aruga was damaged, and the mazik pays the difference. The opinions in the way to assess the value of a base saw. Saw b'shishim sa'in. We assess a saw through the going price of a large field of 60 saw. Tarkav b'shishim takravim. We assess a saw through the price of a smaller field of 30 saw. Kalach b'shishim kalachim. We always assess the hezek by a field 60 times the amount that was actually eaten. The machlek is regarding beniski gufa. If a person causes damage to a field, do we also assess the damage b'shishim or as per the actual damage?